Welcome to the Gripcast Gymnastics Unfiltered. I'm your host, Tamille Jones. This is our platform to where we can discuss the ins and outs of everything gymnastics. We would like to thank our sponsors, Anchor, Gymnasts United, Inc., and Samadhi Divine Medicine and Pope Counseling Center for supporting this podcast. Today, we'll be reading from the 365-day devotional, Jesus Calling, Enjoying Peace in His Presence by Sarah Young, only a portion of it. Heaven is both present and future. As you walk along your life path holding my hand, you are already in touch with the essence of heaven, nearestness to me. You can also find many hints of heaven along your pathway because the earth is radiantly alive with my presence. Shimmering sunshine awakens your heart, gently reminding you of my brilliant light. Birds and flowers, trees and skies evoke praises to my holy name. Keep your eyes and ears fully open as you journey with me. Hebrews 6:19 says, "We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. It enters the inner sanctuary between the curtain." That is today's reading. So I hope today that inspires you. Today we'll be talking about subtracting the words "I can't." Let me just say that again. Subtracting the words "I can't." I think this phrase is so important within the gymnastics world. If you've been a coach or in a gym, you will hear children say, "I can't." When I had my gym, when I would hear kids say, "I can't," I would say, "You're cussing at me." And the kids would giggle. But it was true because I never wanted them to say, "I can't." I always wanted them to try. So I really want to help you all to try to subtract or eliminate the word "I can't." So we're going to talk about four ways to get through "I can't" moments that you may be having or experiencing in your life. The first one is being persistent through your doubt. Normally when you're telling yourself you can't, you're already doubting yourself verbally. And I do believe when you start speaking negativity to yourself, you physically don't want to do whatever you are scared of doing. I would just suggest keep pushing through that fear and that self-doubt. Really try to encourage yourself to not give up. You know, through life, we have so many struggles and so many "I can't" moments. Just remind yourself to keep going and pushing through, being persistent and still trying to do what you're scared to do. The second one is just reminding yourself where you came from. Through time, you should be seeing growth within yourself. And through those "I can't" moments, it's really hard to see where you've come from. So I just would suggest to look at your past and see the growth that you have accomplished, especially within gymnastics, because gymnastics is such a progressive sport. You know, you start with a handstand, then a cartwheel, then a round off, then a back walkover, then a back handspring. And, you know, some of those times where you're progressing forward, it's important to remember those skills from the past that were difficult, but you push through and you accomplish them. So through all of that, you stayed strong. So keep staying strong through the obstacles of the "I can't" moments. You know, be proud of yourself, of what you have, all the skills that you have accomplished till now. And know that moving forward, you will accomplish even more. Celebrate the small victories. Don't be so set up into what's going on in the now. Make sure that every step that you accomplish, that you tell yourself that you're proud of yourself. You know, Appreciate the small victories that you accomplish. Be thankful, be grateful what you have achieved already. So once again, that was two, which was remember where you came from. We're going to take a short break for our sponsors and we'll be right back. Welcome back to the Gripcast Gymnastics Unfiltered. I'm your host, Tamil Jones. And today we're talking about subtracting the words I can't. And before the break, we're going through the four different steps to get through the I can't moments in your life. The first two are, number one, being persistent through the doubt of saying, you know, I can't. Number two was remembering where you came from. Three is managing and taking steps through the struggle. So making sure that you are confident within yourself and making those really small steps moving forward through those moments of feeling like you can't do something. Make a plan. You know, with those small steps, just say daily, okay, this is what I'm going to do today. Tomorrow is going to be this. So you know gradually you're making steps forwards to accomplish those things that you feel like you can't do. Sometimes you might need to pause, and it's okay to take a break. I think sometimes we push ourselves so much that it's so hard to move forward through the things that you think you can't do. Make sure you give yourself a pause, a day to reflect, a day to think about what steps you can take forward to accomplish your goals that you have through the moments of feeling like you can't get through. It's okay to take your time. It's okay to plan and organize your steps moving forward. Just organizing and making steps is progression towards what you want to accomplish. So make sure that you just take small steps and know within your heart that you are moving forward to try to accomplish those goals. Number four is remembering your reason why. Ask yourself, why am I doing this? We all need to reflect back on the reasons why we are doing something. So in those moments of I can't, you really need to be thinking about, am I passionate about the thing that I want to do, even though I may be fearful of doing it? Gaining clarity of what you really want. Are you passionate enough to want this through that fear? These are some of the questions you need to ask yourself. Make sure through the questions that you still have a focus on what you want to pursue. So make sure you are asking yourself questions. What can I do to move forward? What can I do to push through this fear of I can't? You know, also make sure you're surrounding people around you that will help you to push forward through the I can't moments. Have a great support system behind you. So we're going to go through all the four steps again. Today, once again, we're talking about subtracting the words I can't from your vocabulary. It's crucial that you're always saying affirmations, positive affirmations to yourself, especially within the sport of gymnastics. Sometimes the physical part of gymnastics doesn't make any sense. You know, gymnastics, your body goes through so many different things. So mentally, you have to be focused and ready to get through the physical. So again, going through the four ways to get through the I can't moments, one was being persistent through the doubt. Two was remember where you came from. Three, managing and taking steps through the struggle of feeling like you can't do something. And four is remembering your reason why. So thank you so very much for listening on today. I'm hoping that this conversation will help you move forward through the I can't moments. Remember always to speak positive things to yourself to get through the hard times, the hard moments, the I can't moments. Keep focusing on subtracting the I can't in your mind. Thank you once again for listening. We also want to thank our sponsors, Anchor Gymnastics United, Inc., Samity Divine Medicine, and Pope Counseling Center for supporting this podcast. If you would like to send a donation to us, you may by going to www.anchor.fm/Gymnast United Inc. or going to www.thegripcast.com. Again, thank you so much for listening. Please support us by letting your friends and family know about our podcast. Have a wonderful day.